Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Jamie and Stoney. Jamie Samuelson, Mike Stone, Heather Park, Tony Ortiz with you on 97.1 The Ticket. We've talking about, I don't know if people even care about this. We've been talking about this for the last couple of days, and that is the NFL draft and whether or not Detroit is a candidate to host the draft after they started moving the draft around to different NFL cities like Chicago, Philly, Dallas, and now this year in Nashville. The NFL announced that the 2021 draft will be in Cleveland, Ohio, and the 2023 draft will be in Kansas City, Missouri.
Yes.
I'm not sure why they skipped over the 2022 draft.
I don't know the rationale, although I heard it had something to do with they wanted to have be in a big city.
Detroit's a big city.
Well, not like Los Angeles.
Los Angeles is also a big city, yeah. Bigger than Detroit.
Much bigger.
Yes.
So I don't know.
Are we going on a rotation?
I would hope so. I think it would suck if they only had it, you know, certain cities.
But are they going with a conference rotation? See, they're all AFC teams they're doing here. We had Nashville this year. Yeah, the next year is going to be Vegas, AFC.
Yeah, but the last three before that was Dallas, Philly, Chicago.
See, those are all NFCs.
Yeah.
So it's not a rotation.
No.
Well, there's a belief, though, that 2022 will be an NFC because it's Vegas and then Cleveland and then Skip and then KC.
Yeah.
I think the LA thing's probably what it is, which is so lame.
LA.
Come on, man.
Nobody in LA likes the NFL. Well, they like the NFL, but they don't like their local NFL.
Well, especially the Chargers.
And the Rams.
It's all flash and backdrop.
It's all what? What were you going to say?
It's all flash and backstop.
Though. I thought you were going to say something.
Backdrop. No. It's just, it's for the flair of LA when there's not any fan passion there.
My hope is that the NFL would look at what happened this year in Nashville and really be blown away. I mean, everybody who was down there in media, et cetera. And let's not forget, it was raining hard on that Thursday night of night one of the draft. But I mean, I read all the Schefter, McShay people leaving Nashville, and they said essentially A++++ to Nashville. They put on a great show, so on and so forth. And so it's more about the small town and the passion of the Midwest fans, or in that case, the Southern fans. And I think Detroit would deliver that in spades.
Yes.
I'm sure Cleveland will too, which is annoying. Yeah,
based on Super Bowl performances, the only place where they should never have it is Jacksonville. Because Jacksonville, they say, was like the worst place ever to have a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
It would be fine here. We would embrace it.
It'd be great here. It'd be great. Look, it's going to be great anywhere because it's the NFL. And like we talked about yesterday, the fact that Detroit is perfectly located for fans from the Bengals, the Steelers, the Browns, you know, all to come rolling in, the Bears, the Packers, the Vikings.
Fans from Canada, too.
Screw them. We don't care about the Canadians.
But you know Goodell. I mean,
yeah, no, we do care about Canadians.
Knowing Goodell, he'll probably put the draft in London one year.
No.
I think
I would. That's it. That's a breaking point for me.
I may need to do the Cleveland trip.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe look at you.
The Friday, you know. Don't take any time off. Just get off work Friday and head down there.
I don't know the city that well. Where are they going to stage? Like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
No. Well, they made the first night do something like that. What's the stadium called now? I still call it the Jake.
Progressive Field.
Field.
And then Quicken Loans right there. Everything. Yes. And there's tons of bars and restaurants and stuff like that right downtown.
Yeah.
And that was 2004 when I was there. I can only imagine how much better it is now.
It's cool.
They'll pull it off. They deserve it. I mean, with all due respect, Cleveland has a better town than Detroit.
Yeah. All right, so if you're a Lions fan and you had a choice between one of these two options, which option would you choose? The city of Detroit hosts the draft in 2022, or the Lions are on Hard Knocks this summer? A or B? 248-539-9797 is the phone number, or the ticket text 97136. And you only pick one. You can't pick both.
Do a Twitter poll?
No, I've been banned.
Oh.
Oh, we can? But somebody the other day said, every time Jamie says that, I want to punch him in the face.
Who cares?
So you say it then.
Sure. Let's have a Twitter poll. What would you rather have? Hard Knocks this summer or the draft in 2022.
Okay.
I think it's a legit Twitter poll.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Well, we only want to do legit ones. Okay.
And that's not the only thing you say that people want to punch you in the face.
I know. But that was a clear description of something. You know, I'm trying to improve my behavior.
Selfishly, give me Hard Knocks.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
This is a no-brainer for me. I want Hard Knocks so badly.
I know.
The draft would be great. I can't even say for sure that I'd go down for it. I'd probably maybe go down for the Friday or the Saturday more so than the Thursday night. But it would be cool. Don't get me wrong. And the city would embrace it, and it'd be a lot of fun. But as a Lions follower and fan, I want Hard Knocks.
The problem is, selfishly, but most people don't have HBO.
Oh. Yeah, but they'd probably get it just so they could watch it.
Yeah, maybe.
They turn it on for a month and then turn it back off.
You get the online version now, too.
Right, don't you? Yeah, you can watch
HBO To Go and all that.
Yeah. They release a lot of the clips and stuff. Look, you know how, like, with The Big Lead and Deadspin and all that, if somebody goes viral with something, it's making it on there. I mean, Rex Ryan, let's go have a blanking snack. I don't think I ever saw that live, but I saw it repeated over and over again online. So
I mean, we would have the next day segments devoted to it.
Oh, no doubt.
I think we just rerun it four times.
Yeah.
Just do the whole
1-hour shows.
4 1-hour shows with Heather doing news in between. I mean, that'd be fantastic, especially if it's legit. You know, I have a feeling that they would try to put up as many barriers as possible.
Like the Red Wing, like Babcock did when the Red Wings, you know, they did the 24/7 for the Winter Classic, which every other year was really good, except when the Wings were like...
I know. Babcock found a way around it. But see, I don't know that Quinn and Patricia have the same amount of weight with NFL films that Mike Babcock had back then with the Detroit Red Wings and NHL and all that.
Could you see Slay, like, especially now where he's kind of talking about his contract on Twitter, interacting with some fans? Yeah. It would be really good.
I think it'd be fascinating to see Stafford and, you know, how he conducts himself in the locker room, how he conducts himself in practices, things like that, too. That would be fascinating.
Yes, indeed.
But what if he was the exact same?
Then everyone would say, see? Brian in Ann Arbor, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Brian?
Look, as much as it would be, like, I would watch the Hard Knocks and enjoy it, and it'd be super interesting because I love Hard Knocks, and with it being your team, I want the Lions on Hard Knocks. I mean, come on. Nobody actually wants your team on Hard Knocks. Cameras in the building, everything like that.
Well, the players don't, or the administration, management, coaches don't, but as a fan, you don't want to see your team on Hard Knocks?
No, I would like to, but I don't think it's going to help them win. I think it would be a detriment to some extent. If you had to put it, column A or column B, depth not an option. Column A is Hard Knocks helps the team win. Column B is Hard Knocks hurts the team win. You're going to put it in column B.
That's a fair point.
You know what I mean?
I mean, isn't the track record, isn't there like the Hard Knocks jinx, right? Like no team who's appeared on Hard Knocks made the playoffs or something?
That's not going to change
anything.
Something
like that. It's like the Madden curse, or you know what I mean?
But maybe that's the whole key, Brian. Maybe the Lions need it to break the curse. The Lions will
you could
defy.
Have a point, but I would absolutely go to the draft if it were here.
Okay.
Oh, I would go to the draft, but if you had my choice, it's Hard Knocks. And also, I know for the Rams, they didn't have a good season. Jeff Fisher was the coach. But the following year, they got really good. So maybe it's you have them on, and then the next year, they're really good.
No, I think the Lions, they're going to have to break multiple curses in 1 year. I mean, like when the Red Sox finally did it, they overcame the Yankees and had the greatest comeback ever in an ALCS, right? 3-0, they came back and won it. The Lions are going to have to be like 0-7 and then rip off the next 9, get into the wild card, go on the road, bang, bang, bang. It's going to be like that. And so maybe Hard Knocks is exactly what they need to break the curse.
My take's always been that we'll never enjoy it fully when the Lions actually do it.
They'll make it so...
because of SOL. Like, we won't trust it. Like, they could even have a 15-1 season and some hot wild card team will come in for the NFC Championship game and everybody will be, oh, here comes the rug. It's going to get pulled out.
But then...
and they'll clock them like 41-7 and you just... finally, there'll be euphoria.
Yeah.
But it will take it. You won't be able to soak it in all year because you just won't trust it.
Well, that's just like the Red Sox. I mean, they here they go. Their best chance to beat the Yankees. They got down 3-0. They went on walk-offs in games, 4 and 5. And then they go up to New York and they kind of obliterated the Yankees in those games. Although there was that one game where Alex Rodriguez slapped the ball out. But, you know, that's what's going to you'll enjoy it. You'll enjoy it.
Like the Cubs, for example, they fell down 3-1. I mean, Cubs fans are probably like, here we go again.
And when Rajah hit the home run, they were saying, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Torture. I mean, that's Sometimes it has to be torturous.
It's an exorcism we're going through.
It is. Absolutely. It's Jamie and Stoney on 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.